This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Reb Lezer ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, for sure, for the last best. We'll talk over the sugya so you know exactly what the subject is. The sugya starts with a Mishnah that says if Trume was planted in the ground, Trume Tmeya was planted in the ground, it becomes Toher. Because when it's in the ground, it's Botel Gabe Karke, and it's now Toher. And it's Osa, however. Even though it's Toher, it's Osa. So the Gemara asks, what does it mean it's Osa? And what I said is usher to Zorim. That's the first pshat. Janan Kehanim. So it means Gidule Trume or usher. That's what the Mishnah say. You plant Trume. And produce grows out of that Trume that you planted. Gidule Trume or usher to Zorim. Which means Gidule Trume or Trume. So you might ask, that's superfluous to say, because there's an open Mishnah, Gidule Trume or Trume. That's the first kash. So first say over the kash. That's an open Mishnah, Gidule Trume or Trume. And the only way to learn Pshat is that is Gidule Gidulin, it planted the Trume, something grew from it, and that what grew, he planted again, and something grew from it, and gidule gidule of truma also, but it's only if it's dava shein zari kolah, that the original seed or plant does not become destroyed. Let's say it's like an onion. You put it in the ground, it remains there, only more onions grow out of it, then you take the other ones and plant them, and more grow out of it. So since the original one remains until its whole produce comes out of it, it's called Gidule Gidule Medova Shein Zari Kola. And that is Osa, even though Gidule Gidulim would be Muta, even of Trume. Again, Gidule Trume or Osa. Gidule Gidule Trume or Muta. The Dova Shein Zari Kola, the seed gets destroyed, nothing remains. So Gidule Gidule Mamuta. But Gidule Gidule Medova Shein Zari Kola is also. That's what he's telling us. So you can repeat that. Now we have to know that Tevel is more lenient than Trume. Gidule Trume or Osa, even if Zari Kola, Gidulim. Gidule Trume Osa, although Zari Kola still is Osa. Gidule Tevel or Mutal. But Gidule Gidulim of Tevel, if it's Ein Zari Kola or Osa. Again, Gidule Tevel or Mutal right away, even the first one. And surely Gidule Gidulim, no question about that. But if it's Ein Zari Kola, then even Tevel Gidule Gidule my Osa. So now that's a kasha. What are you telling me? You learned Pshat in the Mishnah that Gidule Gidule my Trume Osa. Ein Zari Kola, it's superfluous. If we already have a mission that by Gidule Gidule my Tevel, which Tevel is more lenient, Gidule Gidule my Tevel, Ein Zari Kola is Osa. So Gidule Gidule of Tumah, Ein Zari Kola surely is Rasa. So Mishnah is against superfluous. You can say that. Well, it remains, what's Pshat in that Mishnah? That Tumah, Tumah was planted, becomes Toher. And it's still Osa. And you learn this Osa to Zorim, to Nankai. Why is it Osa? If it's Zari Kola, and you say it's Osa, so it's superfluous to say. So Mishnah is awesome. You are Torah. Asher Tezorim. And if it's talking about Gidule Gidulim, that's Mutar. And if it's Gidule Gidulim, where Ein Zarei Kola, not to tell me it's Asher, because even Tevel, Gidule Tevel on Mutar, still, Bedovash Ein Zarei Kola, even Gidule Gidule Tevel on Asher. So Gidule Gidulim of Tumah Shulah should be also Ein Zarei Kola. So it's superfluous to have a mission to say that it's also by Tumah. Say it once more, you're going further. So finally, the Gemara answers that when you plant Tumah, Tumah, the Gidulim are also not talking about to non-Kahanim, it's also even to Kahanim. That's a Hiddush. Although Tumah is mutter to a Kayan, it's also to even to Kahanim. Why is it also? Can't say it's also because it was Tomei. Tomei Tomei is also to Achaean. But it says Toharu Milatame. It says by planting it becomes Toya. So why is it also to Achaean? In Tomei it's planted. Tomei Tomei is planted also to Achaean. Why is it also to Achaean? It's Tomei. In fact, it was Tomei Tomei. It lost its Tomei when you planted it in the ground. The bottle of Gabi Kaka. So why is it also to Achaean? Where it comes up with a new idea, it's called Hesech Hadas, because the mind was removed from it. Once you put it in the ground, you forget about it, don't think about it. And Tumah has to be Mishmeres Tumah, you have to keep your mind on it. It's possible because of Hesech Hadas, you remove this mind. So now the Gemara asks, what is the psul of Hesech Hadas? What constitutes? What's that psul? Is it because it's a suffix, maybe it came Tomei? You weren't washing it, maybe it became Tomei? That's no problem. But since it's in the ground, it's Botel Gabi Karke. So Hesech Hadas, if it's because of suffix Tomei, it doesn't apply here. Here it's in the ground. As soon as you pull it out, you want to eat it, it's perfectly Torah because it's Botel to the ground. So you must say Hesech Hadas is a psul haguf, a special psul. By kodshim and by tumah, by removing their mind, there's a special psul called Hesech Hadas. And since when you planted this tumah at Hesech Hadas, if it's also even to a kayan, that's a new idea. Now first say that. So the Gemara concluded above that Hesech Hadas is not the cause of suffix tumah. Because Sofik Tumah, the fact that it's planted in the ground will take care of that. It's a psul haguf. Now, the more I say kash on that, we learned that there was a certain hollow place between the Kevish and the Mizbeah where they used to put posel chathas ha'oif. A chathas became posel. Why they put it there? Because it had to be burned eventually, but he couldn't burn it as is because it didn't have a real psul like pigul or some other psul like noisa. It's called a psul haguf. Didn't have a psul haguf. It had a psul. Don't say what psul. So if it had only a psul, not psul haguf, you can't burn it right away. So they put it in that lul until tomorrow morning. That became noisa. Noisa is a psul haguf. Then you can burn it. And the Gemara said, what kind of psul is it? If it's not a psul haguf like noisa or pigul, or maybe it was melik incorrectly, it's also a psul haguf. So you must say it was a psul of Hesech Hadas. He removed the kohen, removed his mind from that chatas oif. After he made the melike, it became kodesh as a karm. He removed his mind, he forgot about it for a while. Went to do something else and he came back. It's psul Hesech Hadas. And it states, you can't burn it now until tomorrow when it becomes Nesa. I ask a kasha. If, like you say, Hesech Hadas is psul haguf, so why do you have to wait for Ibotsua to wait till tomorrow morning it becomes Nesa? You can burn it right away. If Hesech Hadas is psul haguf, it's like pigul or Nesa, you can burn it right away. Why do you have to wait till tomorrow morning? The fact that you have to wait till tomorrow morning shows it's not a psul haguf. It's like a psul of safek tumah. Oh, safek tumah, you can't burn it right away because maybe it's not tumah. If you wait until tomorrow when it's nicer, then you're sure you're justified in burning it. Again, if you would say that Hesach Hadas is psul of Safek Tameh, that's why you can't burn it right away. But maybe it's not Tameh. You can't burn Koshim that are not Tameh. So to make sure you're justified in burning it, you wait until tomorrow morning is nicer. Then it's a real psuaguf. But if, the way you say, the Hesach Hadas, not because of Safek Tameh, but it's a psuaguf in itself, then why do you wait until tomorrow morning? You can burn it right away. As soon as they came, the Siyah does from it, then he comes back to that Hathasai, if he knows it's possible, Sulaguf, the Hesach Hadas is intrinsic Sul, and therefore he's entitled to burn it right away. Why wait until tomorrow morning? That's a kasha, say that. Now we have a big kasha. If it's a Sulaguf, Hesach Hadas is Sulaguf, why do you have to wait till tomorrow to burn it? Sulaguf, you can burn right away. And he had no way out of this kasha except to say that this baraisa was said by a Tana who holds, not like the regular opinion, that you have to have a psul aguf to burn it right away. No, not that a psul aguf can be burned right away. This Tana holds even a psul aguf, you have to wait till tomorrow morning. This Tana holds even psul aguf, you have to wait until tomorrow morning. So therefore, even though Hesach Hadas is psul aguf, still you have to wait until tomorrow morning. Because even pigul, which is surely a psul aguf, still that tana holds, you have to wait until tomorrow morning. Now that's how he answers. Again, once more, the kasha was, if Hesach Hadas is psul aguf, why wait till tomorrow morning? Psul aguf you can burn right away. So the answer is no. This baraisa is said by a certain town that holds even psul aguf, you cannot burn right away. It needs ibur tzua, and you burn it tomorrow morning. Say that. Now he asked the kasha. Rabbi Yeshua holds im ein boso ein dam. The boso is posel. You cannot be zerig the dam. That's what Yeshua holds. Im ein boso ein dam. Now we learn, if the bosser became tomei, Yeshua holds he cannot be zerig the dam. If the bosser went outside of the azore and became posel thereby, he cannot be zerig the dam. And the bosser is nifsol, doesn't say what it means, nifsol, you cannot be zerig the dam. But if you did it with the evet in all these cases, it's kosher. The devil is kosher. The chatchil is also to be zerig the dam. If the bosser is nitmo or yotzo, the chutz of the azore, or with nifsol. What nifsol means we'll soon see. Now, the question, what's nifsol mean? So, Gemara wants to say nifsol means Hesach Hadas. Now, if you'll say Hesach Hadas is a Safek Tumah, and a Chatchila, because of Hesach Hadas on the Bosser, he doesn't permit you to be Zerig the Dam, but be the Eved, if you went ahead and were Zerig the Dam, it helps, because the Tzitz is Meratze on Tumah. If Hesach Hadas is only a Safek Tumah, on Tumah, the Tzitz is Meratze. It's Meratz on Yetzir, Meratz on Tumah. So Lechatchil, you can't be Zerig Adam if the Bosa was Nifsal B'Hesach Hadas, because it's a Safik Tumah. But B'Devet, if you did it, the Tzitz is Meratz. But if you'll hold that Hesach Hadas is a Psul Haguf, just like Pigul, if the Bosa became possible by Pigul, even with the Eved, you're zerig the dam, the tzitz won't be meratze. On the psul aguf, tzitz not meratze. So why does Rabbi Yeshua say with the Eved, if you're zerig the dam, tzitz meratze? So again, if you say Hesach Hadas is only a psul safek tumah, on tumah, with the Eved, the tzitz is meratze. But if it's a psula good, it's he's not merasa. So as of Yeshua say, if the David is a kurutza, say the kasha. The following is not essential to the argument, but it's necessary just to add that tzitz is really not merasa on yoitze. Tzitz not merasa on, but the boss is yoitze. But it helps even without tzitz. With David it helps. Because the bosa is still bosa, only it's in the wrong place. That has to be explained. That's the Rashi. They both say tzitz is not tzitz meratz only on sofek tumah or on tumah, but not on yetzer. But still, with the ever in mezorah quotes. That's not our subject now. But on tumah tzitz is meratz. So if you would say that hesach hadas is a psul of sofek tumah, that's why tzitz is meratz b'deved. If it's a psul haguf, like pigul, tzitz not meratz. So what does Yeshua say in mezorah quotes? It's a kasha. So the Gemara has only a difficult teres. Gemara says nifsol doesn't mean nifsol behesach hadas. Nifsol means a tvul yom touched it. Person was tamei, was table, didn't have harav shemesh. Now that's a difficult teres, because tvul yom is also a tamei. He mentioned basa was nitma. The two kinds of tumah. Was nitma baira. This kind of tumah, a more severe tumah. Even then, b'deved imzorah kotsa, nitma by a lesser tumah, even then, l'chadchila, you cannot be zereg the dam. But the boss said, nitma by a more lenient kind of tumah, as tzvul yom. So, two kinds of tumah. So now, what is he answering? That the boss said, that's nifsal, does not mean hesach hadas. Now, hesach hadas, I can say, is a psul aguf. And even though he's zereg the dam, the tzitz wouldn't be meratzeh. We're just talking about, what does nifsal mean? Nifsal by a tvul yom touched the bosa. And that makes it possible. Tvul yom makes it possible. It caught you many that touches. And the question is, he mentioned tumah already, bosa should need more. We have to mention bosa that touched by a tvul yom. Two kinds of tumah. He's telling us, even though it was touched by a real severe tumah, still be there, but in Zorak Dam, sits for us. And even if it was touched by a more lenient tumah, like tvul yom, the cannot be zereged. That's why I learned up till today's Gemara. Say that. Now we're starting the new Gemara, three or four lines up from the before the Gemara spreads. Three or four lines before the Gemara spreads. Ki sole grovin. Now this whole sugi was said in Babel. Was said in Babel. Remember, they came from Rabbi's yeshiva. They learned the Sifta Tumas, and they were encountered by a certain chacham, and he asked him a kasha, and the and as the kash, the whole sugya, whole discussion developed, it was in Babel. Ki saw the government, Rabin went out from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. Rabin traveled back and forth. Babel was a shliach of the yeshivas. He brought sugyas from one yeshiva to another back and forth. Amora lishmai said over the whole business. It's a good idea to practice up yourself. He said the whole sugya, we're going to learn just now. He said of the whole sugya, kameh rabbi yom and pesach rabbi yom. You may have said, Babylonian tipshoy. These Babylonian tipshoys. But he himself was up in the Babylon. We went to Eretz Yisrael, and he said, the Torah and Eretz Yisrael is an entirely different Torah. Had you come with me, you would have had some sense. But you remained in Babylon, you have no sense. Meshum de yasvi biyar dechshecha, because you dwell in the land of darkness. Amritun shmaisi de machi, you say, sugis that are darkness. All that you said is nothing but darkness, he said. Lo Shemila, who didn't you hear? Oh, the Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. He was a Chacham in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Lakish. Mishmei, and then Rabbi Yoshai also in Eretz Yisrael, Dika Chacham. Mei Achak. That's the water that they took out of the well for Sukkot to make Nisach HaMayim to pour on the Mizbeach. The water became Tomei Heshikon. You can be mashing the water. How are you mashing the water? Mashing may make the water kish. You take that jug of water that you filled up for the purpose of Nisach HaMayim, and now the water is tamei. So you take it into the well again, and you lower it just below the surface of the well, just enough, not to go all the way down, just enough at the surface of the water, just below the surface of the water in the jug, is just below the surface of the water in the well. And now the water in the jug becomes bottled to the well. Well can't become tummy. Well is mechuba the karka. So the water in the jug, as you lower it into the well, becomes part of the water of the well, because the surface of the water of the jug is now in contact with the water in the well. So the water in the jug becomes bottled to the water in the well, becomes toya. It's like planting something as tummy in the ground. It's bottled to the ground, becomes toya. You're taking this water that's tummy and lowering it into the well, and therefore, since it's bottled to the well, it becomes toya. So therefore, this water that you drew from Nisach HaMayim, Meyach Hag, became tummy. If you were mashing them in a well to make them Torah, then you made it Hegdish for the purpose of Nisach HaMayim. Torah is Torah. But suppose Hegdish, suppose you made it Kaddish first, and then it came Tomei. No, you made Kaddish first. Made it Kaddish first. And now it's Tomei, and it's too late. You cannot do anything with it. Even though he puts it into the well to make it toil, it doesn't become bottle, it doesn't lose its tumayim. He wants to explain that. Let's see. Zriya means putting water as tummy into a well, like planting seeds in the ground. You're putting the water as tummy into a well. Zriya, putting water as tummy into a well. Zriya is called Zriya. Water into a well, it's just like putting seeds in the ground. Mali, what difference does it make? If it was mashik to make a toya, and subsequently it was magdish, or mali gishon achishik, what difference does it make? And still we say it makes a difference. Arna, we see, and zriya the hegdish. Once it's kodesh, you can't be retired by planting it into the well. Achanami also trume, since it's trume already. Ein zriya l'trume. You cannot plant trume. So the trume remains tome, and when it says asurim, it's also to a kohen. I've explained that. Up till now, we're going in the assumption that the trume is toya. It says, openly, if you plant a trume, toharu, and still it's also. So we said, also means to non kahani, not to a kohen. Now he says, no, it's also to a kohen because of trume. Why is that? He just said Toharu, it's Toya. So why does he say it's also the Kohen because it's Tumah Tumayo? Answer is, it's a Chumrah because of Tumah. So because of the Chumrah of Tumah, we say it doesn't help to put it in the ground. There still remains Tumah Tumayo and it's also to a Kohen. Only after, actually it's not Toya, not Tome. Because it's in the ground, it's not Tome. So therefore when you take it out, and it touches something else, it won't be metame anything else. So toharu, once you put the tumah in the ground, toharu becomes toya, no longer tame. And if it touches something else, it won't make it tame. But still, it's also to a kohen because of tumah. It's a special chumre on things that are kodesh. Once it's kodesh, zriya won't help for it. So again, although actually it's toya, you plant tumah in the ground, and is therefore not metame anything. Once you take it out of the ground and it touches some other food won't become tame. But this tume remains always tussle because of tume, and it never becomes kosher again, even for a kohen to eat. Say that. So the Bavliim were trying to explain that Mishnah with Hesach Hadas, and that brought him into difficulties. And we learned, why do you have to have Ibel Tzulo? And if why can the Rishiv Yeshua say Im Zorak Hutze, Hesad Psul Aguf? They had to say Terutze. But now he says Hesadaz is not a Psul Aguf. It's only a Chumre by Tume and Kodesh. It's a Chumre. But not because of Psul Tume and not because of Psul Aguf. It's a Chumre about Mala Balma. It's a Chumre. It's a mal balma. It's a chumra that is made by tumah, and therefore it's not a psul aguf, and it's not psul tumah, it's neither. it's a milo. A milo means it's a chumrah that the chachamim made by Truma and by Kedush. And therefore, it'll need, if it was Hesach Hadas by Chathasoy, you can't burn it right now. It's not Tomei, it's not Ipsulagu, it's a chumrah. Because a chumrah you can't burn it right now, wait till the morning, then you burn it. And why does Rabbi Yeshua say in Zohar Kurtze? Because Hesach Hadas is not a real Psulagu, it's just a chumrah. So Alachatchila, you shouldn't be Zergedam if the boss had Hesach Hadas, but if they have in Zohar Kurtze, because it's only a chumrah. I'll talk it over before I go further. Yossi v'Ravdimi, you come alol hoshmaite amar abaye. What did you say above? That once he made it Hegdish, then the Zriya, putting it into the water of a well, won't make it toher anymore. Hegdishon biklikon, does it mean it was Magdish in a klisholes? That's why it won't help to put it in a well to make it toher? Ah, well, be a pair. But suppose he only was Magdish with his mouth. Lo over the Rabban and Takan Mar did not make a chumre, and you can still put it in the well to make it toya, because Kedushas Peh, it not as chomor as Kedushas Klishas. Or perhaps, be a Peh Nami over the Rabban and Mar, even with Kedushas Peh, just by saying, I magdish this for Meachak, even though it's still in a Klichoyal, not in a Klichadish, it's already Kedish, it is Kedish by Kedushas Peh. And therefore, if it became Tommy, it won't help to put it into a well to make it toil. Say that. Omalei Zulu Shomati. I didn't hear that. I never heard any statement on that subject. But Ka Yitze Bo Shomati. I heard something similar, and from that similar thing, you can learn to hear. From there, we'll compare it to hear. Omer Rabba Bohu, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Anovim Shinit, grapes that became Tomei. Drochon, if he squeezed out the grapes, squeezed the juice out of the grapes, Ve'acha Kach Higdishon, and then he made the wine, the juice Hegdish, let's see, once he used it for Nesochim on the Mizbeach, Toher, it's Toher. And why is it Toher? Because when the tumah touched the grapes, the tumah did not touch the juice inside the grapes. The grape protected the juice from coming in contact with the tumah. But the grapes are considered a separate entity from the grapes, and the juice are two separate entities. We don't consider the juice and the grape like one thing, and the tumah touches the grape, it touches like the whole thing inside too? No. The juice is a separate entity. So therefore, although the grape became tummy, was in contact with a tummy, but the wine inside was not in contact with the tummy, so wine is toya. Now, even though subsequently, after the wine came out, it was magdish the wine, still, the wine still remains toya. Because when it was inside the grapes, it was not Kaddish, it was Cholah. But Higdishon, suppose he made it Kaddish while the wine was inside the grapes. And then he squeezed out the wine. Tmeyin. Why? Because we say a chumrah. If it's Kaddish, so we consider the grapes and the wine like one. When it comes to Kedush, the grapes and the wine are like one. And when the tumah touched the grapes, it's like it touched the wine. And the wine is tamei. Now, let's understand this. Suppose you have a loaf of bread, and the tumah touches a loaf of bread. Does it mean only the outside layer of the bread is tamei? No, the bread is tamei through and through, because the bread is one thing. It's all bread. If the tumah touches an apple, does it mean only the top of the apple? It's tummy. The whole apple, through and through, is tummy, because it's one thing. If a tumah touches a grape, however, the juice in the grape is a separate entity, and the Jews did not become Tomei. However, if it was Magdish the Jews inside the grape, it was Magdish the grapes for the purpose that they'll use their juice for the Mizbeach, then there's a Chumrah there. Because it's Kedish, there's a Chumrah. And the Tumah of the grape makes Tomei the wine inside you. It becomes like one thing. So we see there's a Chumrah here by Kedish that you don't have by Chulah. Now, V'hoanovim, the grapes. If you mark these, the grapes. The Kedushas penny, it's only Kedusha with a mouth. But you can't put grapes in the Klisharas. There's no such thing. Klisharas is not Magdi something that's not made for it. There's no Klisharas to hold grapes. Klisharas is to hold wine. So therefore, even if the grapes were in the Klisharas, even though the grapes were put into Klisharas, and it's Magdi the grapes, it's not a Klisharas. It's only Kedusha's pair. Because the Keli cannot be made Kaddish, was not fit for the Keli. It's only Kedusha's pair. So we see here it's only Kedusha's pair, and still we say the Chumrah of Kedish comes to rest on it. If you Magdish the grapes, then the wine inside becomes Tomei, wine that's considered like part of the grape, even though it's only Kedusha's pair. So we see the Chumrah that makes the mask and the grape one, this Chumrah of Kedish that makes the mask and the grape one, applies not only to Kedish that's in the Klisharas, even Kedish that's a Kedusha's pair alone, so that Chumrah applies. I feel often still, all with Rabbanah made that Chumrah, that the wine inside and the grape are one, and the tomb of the grape applies to the mask inside the grape, even though the grape didn't have any Kedusha's Kedish, only Kedusha's pair. So we see from there, as far as making chumras are concerned, chumras which apply to Kedish, it refers even to Kedish as only Kedusha's pair. Say that. Even Kedusha's pair alone is enough to make it so Kedish that the chumras apply to it. Omar Rav Yehoshua, that's no proof. Rav Yehoshua, that's no proof. Anovim Kohamet, you're talking about grapes. We're talking about grapes that were tumah. We just said here, anovim shenitmu. So Rav Yehoshua is telling us a new pshat. It was grapes of tumah, not grapes that he wanted to use the wine from the sochem. It's grapes of tumah. When it says v'achagah higdishah, means they became tumah, these grapes. And afterwards, he made them Kedish, made them a Tumah. Made them a Tumah on someplace else. You can separate Tumah from here on there. So when he's talking about Higdisha, Higdisha means he made them Tumah. So if he made them Tumah afterwards, so we say, since they were not Tumah at the time when he squeezed out the wine from the grapes, the wine didn't get Tumah inside the grapes. But if he was Magdish then, for Tumah, while the wine was inside the grapes, then the wine became Tomei because of the grape, even though there was no Kedusha's Keli. Why? Because the Kedusha's Peh did who? Their Kedusha's Peh, a Kedusha's Kli Tomei, like Kedusha's Kli, means this. When is there a question if you need Kedusha's Keli to give it the Chum of Hegdish, or you don't need something to which Kedusha's Keli applies. So without Kedusha's Keli, it's lacking its full degree of Kedusha. Kedusha's Peh is a lesser degree of Kedusha than Kedusha's Keli. So therefore the question still stands. Maybe water, that it was a Magdish for Nisach HaMayim on Sukkahs, and only said it with his mouth, still is still lacking to be put in the Klisharas, which is eventually going to be. So therefore maybe they did not make the Chumrah on Kedusha's Peh alone. But Tumah never has anything to do with the Keli. There's no Klisharas for Tumah. So therefore, since the Tumah reaches its full maximum Kedusha without any Keli, therefore, the Chumrah of Tumah applies to it. If it was a magdish it for Trume, and then he squeezed out the juice, it's Tommy, because the juice was Tommy in the grape as soon as he made it Trume inside the grape. There was nothing else to do. There was no Kedusha's Kaili waiting to fulfill the Kedusha of the grapes of Trume. But here, in the case of the water that you want for Nisach HaMayim, you mark this with the mouth. That's not the eventual fulfillment of the Kedusha of the water. Eventually, you have to put it in the Kli Shores to bring it to the Mizbeach. Honey, the boy, they need a Kaili. So I can say, Be'peh, lo'obed abonamayim, with Kedusha's Peri did not make the Chumah. So once more, our question, Rav Yisrael said, is only by those things to which Kedusha's Kaili applies. So we can ask, the Chumrah of Kedush is made when it's only Kedusha's Kaili, because that's a full Kedush, or no, even before Kedusha's Kaili, Kedusha's Peri is enough. But when something had no Kedusha's Kaili ever, so suddenly Kedusha's Peri is equivalent to Kedusha's Kaili, it's a final Kedusha. So by Kedusha's Peri, certainly the Chumrah, all the Chumrahs of Kaili apply. Say that inside. The next piece is not a continuation. It's a little piece by itself. Next piece. We learn, Drochan, if he squeezed the grapes, as long as he did not make them kodesh, he didn't make them tume, so the grapes, the outside of the grape, which is tame, it not made tame the juice. So I know why not? I feel it to be. Even though he squeezed many grapes at a time. If he would squeeze a little bit of grapes at one time, so the amount of Eucholim Tmeyen, grapes that are Tomei, less than a kibbetz the size of an egg, cannot make Tomei something else. We understand that. Because he threw a little bit of grapes at one time and squeezed out the juice, so that little bit of grapes, even though they're Tomei, cannot make juice Tomei. Anything that's less than a kibbetz of Eucholim cannot be metame something else. But here it seems, without any modifications, without any conditions, he squeezed out the grapes. It seems he may squeeze out a big amount of grapes. The juice remains toya. Why not become tame from contact with the grapes? Once the juice comes out of the grapes, the juice comes in contact with the grapes, and the grapes make him tame. I'll explain that. But the juice is inside the grapes, so it's like low ball of oil. Juice inside the grapes is like low ball of oil. When it comes out, it's like something newly created. All right. So it wasn't Tommy before. But now that the juice came out of the grapes, now you have wine, and the wine is in contact with the Tomedike grapes. So why shouldn't the grapes make the wine Tommy? So you want to ask, Dorchan Afila Tube? We squeezed out the grapes, are many grapes at one time. So still the grapes are not metame the wine. Why not? Would Rabbi Yochanan say such a thing? That the wine remains toya? Because this statement above, about squeezing the grapes, was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Could Rabbi Yochanan have said such a thing? Omar Rabbi Yochanan and Anorim Shinitmo, grapes that became tomei, Dorchon Poches Poches, make it base, you have to squeeze them less than the size of a kibbetz at each time. So that's the size of a kibbetz of tamedik grapes, and not metame the juice that comes out. So what do you say in Rabbi Yochanan's state you quoted above? Dorchan, you can squeeze them out, and it seems without any conditions, even a lot at a time. Say that. Two answers to my yes. Eboy said, if you wish, you can say, Ochanam here also, it's pochas mochas kibbetz. When Rabbi Yochanan says he squeezes them out, and still the juice is toya, you hear it means also squeezing less than a kibbetz at one time. Simple. That's the first house. So in order that the juice should remain toya, if you're squeezing it from grapes at a time, you have to squeeze out less than a kibbetz. Like you said there, that's what it means here. The boy is saying, we can say another house. Awesome there. The Nogul Uberishan, the grapes that touched Arishan, the Havel Ushani, so grapes are Ushani. Now, if the grapes are Ushani, it would be Metame, the Mashkin. But the Ushani is Metame Mashkin. That's why you have to be cautious to use less than a kebetz of grapes each time when he squeezes them out. For the kebetz of grapes that are tummy and a tumah sheni would make the mashkin tummy. But by tumah, mashkin becomes tummy from a sheni. All mashkin becomes tummy from a sheni. I don't know what you're talking about. All mashkin becomes tummy from a sheni. So therefore, since the grapes touched the Asian, the grapes became a sheni, and if you would squeeze out the mashkin from a whole amount of grapes, it would be metame the mashkin. The sheni can make it metame the mashkin. Also here, where Rabbi Yechan makes no conditions, and he permits you to squeeze out a big amount of grapes at once, is talking the nogu b'sheni, the grapes touch a sheni. The havalu shlishi, the grapes themselves are a shlishi. A shlishi cannot be metame any mashkin, that's all. Now, if the wine inside the grapes were considered one with the grape, so when the grape became a shlishi, the mashkin also became a shlishi. But since we say the mashkin inside the grape is a separate entity, so the mashkin didn't become tame when the grape became a shlishi. So the mashkin comes out, even though he's squeezing out a big amount of grapes at once, the grapes which are a shlishi cannot be metame the mashkin. Say that. Once more now. The second teretz was that the grapes touched a sheni, and therefore the grapes became a shlishi. And therefore, a shlishi cannot be metame anything, and even though squeeze out from the grapes the wine, even a big amount of grapes, it cannot be metame the wine. A shlishi cannot be metame anything. But suppose he had been magdish and made tumah out of it before he squeezed it out. Before he squeezed it out, so the wine in the grape at the same din as the grape. That's the chumrah of kedush of tumah. So since the grape is tumah, the wine is also tumah. The wine is a shlishi, and the wine is a shlishi. Shlishi is possible by tumah. That's all. By tumah, shlishi is possible. Again, if he was not magdish, he didn't make it truma until he squeezed out the grapes. So say a shlishi, the grape is a shlishi, cannot be metame the wine. But if he made it truma before while it was still inside the grape, so since the grape is a shlishi, the wine is also a shlishi. A shlishi by truma is possible. That's all. Weiter now. Omar Rove, Afa na namitin. We also learn. Now, Rashi has one pshat, this is another pshat. We'll learn Rashi pshat first. We also learn, and Rashi says, that the Rabbanan made the chumra by Kedesh, even with Gdusha's peh alone, without Gdusha's keli. It means, in the case where Gdusha's keli is not applicable at all. There's no keli, so Kedusha's peh is considered the final kodesh, and therefore they made a chumrah by Kedusha's peh, even though there's no Kedusha's keli there. Like we just said above, by Tumah. Tumah had no Kedusha's keli, the Kedusha's peh is enough to make it a chumrah of kodesh. Now, what's the case here? It states by taking water from mei chatus to sprinkle on a person's tamei mes. Now the water in the keli has to be taken directly from a well, mayim chayim. You can't take it in a bottle and from a bottle pour it into this keli. No. The keli itself, in which you're going to mix the ashes of the paraduma with the water, that keli must draw the water from the well directly. Benosan all of Mayim Chayim El Keli has been living water into the Keli. Now if you first drew a bucket or a bottle of water, that's not living water. If you pour that into the Keli, it's no good. You have to take the water into this Keli directly from the well itself. Mayim Chayim El Keli. Shitei Yusim Keli, the living quality of the water has to come directly into the Keli. means the living waters must come directly into the Kelim. Now, but it says Venosan. Rashi learned Pshat, the word Venosan would mean he takes water from a bucket or a bottle and he pours it into this Kelim. Because if you're drawing water from the well, you don't say Venosan. Don't put the water into the keli. If you dip the keli into the well, you don't call it Venosan. Venosan seems to imply that he had the water in a bottle or in a bucket and poured it into the keli. It's a contradiction. Here you say, has to be Mayim Chayim El Keli. And here you see Venosan, he puts the water into the keli. That's Ashon Zekash. On the Talisha, we see his detached water. He takes detached water from a bucket or a bottle and pours it into the final keli. Well, it has to be mechuba to the well. So how can you use water that you pour from a bucket into this keli where you mix together with the ashes? The water has to be mechuba to the well. Elo yemasei milo. It's on chumra de rabbona. According to the din Torah, you could pour water from a bucket. First you drew water with a bucket from the well, and you poured it into the keli. But the Rabban made a chumra, and said no. It has to be directly from the well into this keli, where you're going to put the ashes. So we see here as a chumra, although there's no klisharis here, the keli are not klisharis. The water in which you put the mechathis and the ash, not a klisharis, it's just glusha's peh. So we see when there's no klisharis, just glusha's peh alone, there's no other thing that's more kurdish than that, where the klisharis doesn't apply here. And we make the chumras of kadesh on it. But I'm here also, that we said above by the water of a chag, that he drew the water for nisach ha-mayim on the mizbeah. No, not the water. We're talking about the anovim, the grapes. The grapes, although the grapes were never in the klisharis, but since there's no klisharis to put the grapes in, so therefore the grapes, even the grushas pear, have the chumra, and once it's magdish, the grapes, makes the tumah, so the wine inside becomes tumah, just like the grape itself. What do we see from this? He's bringing a proof that you don't have to have Kedusha's Keli when there's no necessity for a Keli. So just like here, in the case of the Mayim Chayim El Keli, no Klisharis is there. It's an ordinary Keli. Still, it made a Chumrah that you have to have Mayim Chayim El Keli. You have to draw directly from the well into the Keli. So here also, by the grapes, if it's Magdish, the grapes, even though there's no klisharis, because grapes never have a klisharis, no need for a klisharis, still, we say that the Aharon made the chumra, that the wine inside the grapes becomes just as tame as the grape itself. Say that. Rashi adds, the same is also by Tumit Meir that he planted, although it should become bottle the gabekak and lose its tumit. But because it has a name of Tumah already, even without any Kedushas Keli, it made a chumra that is also tekan to eat, it's still considered Tumah Tumaya as far as eating is concerned. That's how Rashi learned. Now this Rashi is queer because, according to Rashi, the requirement of Mayim Chayim El Keli is only a chumra drabona. Now learn Tesis Pshat. Tell a different Pshat. Venosan, look at the taste, the bottom taste, Venosan. Amot Lushin, Vomichu Borem Ninhu. Taste learns like this. Not like Rashi learns, Venosan means he can pour the water from a bucket into this keli, no. Perish. The Venosan, Mashme, the Choshelut Lushin, Noshim seems to consider the water in this keli as the final keli, which is going to be with the ashes. The water is there, is considered tlushin, means while they're dipping that water, that keli, into the well of Mayim Chayim, to draw water, Now, we say that it's mechuba. That's why the water that comes into this keli is living waters. It didn't come by means of a bucket, a medium in between a bucket or a bottle. No, this keli itself was dipped into the well, so it's direct, it's mechuba, mayim chayim al keli. But since the Torah uses the language of nosan, it's considered as if they put the water into the keli. Oh, they didn't. So what's the Torah coming to tell us such an expression as if he put the water in the keli of nosan? He didn't put the water in the keli. He lowered the keli into the well, and the water came in, was mechuba to the well. That's why it's my final keli. So why do you call it v'nosan? Hainulian Kabbalah's tumen. It's considered separate from the well, even though the water is in the keli. For what respect? In the matter of a tumen. What does that mean? It means suppose water in a keli became tamei, and that water we want to use for some kodesh purpose. Purpose as kodesh. Like here, we want to use it for mechatas. So once it's tamei, and you want to sink it into a well after it's tamei to make hashoke, it'll be considered separate with no sound. It's tolush, it's not mechubel. Now that's a queer idea, Tesis is saying. Although actually, we're talking now the Torah when he's drawing the water from the well. And at that time, the water in the keli is mechuba to the well. So the Torah used the word venosan to tell us, in a certain respect, it's considered that the water in the keli is separate from the well. How can that be? If it's called mayim chayim el keli, so it's considered one with the water in the well. It means for a different case. In case the water in the keli subsequently became tamei for some cause, and now you want to put it with hashoke into the well, to make it bottle to the well. Now it won't become bottle, because once it's kadesh, for the purpose of mechathas, hashoke won't help. Even though when you put it back into the well after it's tamei, it's really mechuba. So we see that for something as kadesh, hashoke won't help. He's being approved. That's what they learn pshat. Not like Rashi learned pshat. He's bringing a proof that there's a maila chumra for kadesh that didn't have a kedushas keli. No, bringing a proof there's no hashoke for kadesh min haTorah. It's not just a chumra rabbanan made. Can be true menami or with rabbanan maila. Rabbanan made a chumra that someone with rabbanan there, even though they planted it. And should be a bottle of gabe kak, there's nothing to do. Once it's tume, it can become bottle. Just like the water that he used for mechatas, that he intends to use for mechatas. Once he assigned it for mechatas, it won't help if it's tume to put it back into the well to make a toy with hashoke. Because with kevish, hashoke won't help. And hashoke is a form of planting it in the well. Zriya. Also, the tume, tumeo, you can't plant in the ground again. To make it lose its tumah, no, it still remains tummy. Also, a kind to eat. And perish akuntish is dochuk. Say it inside. Omar Avishimi Barashi, the top line. Afananami, we also learned an example of the chumras by Miles Bakedish. Toval, if a man was tummy and he was table, we all, and he went out of the mikveh, she's called the Tvul Yoim. A Tvul Yom can eat Maisa Sheni. A Tomei can't eat Maisa Sheni, but a Tvul Yom can eat Maisa Sheni. But he can't eat Tumi until Ubo HaShemesh V'Tohya. So therefore, Herev Shimsha, when it gets dark, Oichol B'Tumi. Now we see Tumi and Tumi, yes. Kochim, okay, he can't eat Kochim. Until tomorrow, he brings his karbonis to make him perfectly toyer for kosher. It's called him a chusa kippurim. He lacks the karbonis to make him toyer to eat kosher. And my, why should he have to wait till tomorrow for his karbonis? That's going to cash on the toyer. Toyer, he's toyer, isn't he? And you must say, my, it's a chumra that the toyer made. When it comes to eating kadesh, it's more chumra than eating other things. So the other kadesh, you have to wait till tomorrow he brings his karbonis. Achanam Mali here also made a chumre. That's the reise. But Rabbanan made a chumre, following the example of the Torah, that Tumah, since Tumah is also some kind of a Kedish, the made a Tumah, that Tumah, even though it's Tumah, you planted it, it doesn't become Torah. Say that. We'll finish up now. One more little piece and finish. Omar Rabashi Achanan Amitim also learned an example of Chumrah by Kedish. It says, Veha Bosa. The Torah adds a word Bosa, that Bosa can become Tumah. Now, it's superfluous, because it's mentioned there, Bosa can become Tumah. The Bosa of Kalbonis. That superfluous word comes La Rabish to add, it's Asim, even wood. The wood on the Maroch, of the fire of the Mizbeach, can become Tumah. For the Levoina, and the Levoina that you put on the korban mincha can become tamei. Now, levoina is not edible, and wood is not edible, it's not an oichel. So, how can something that's not oichel become tamei? It's not a keli, it's not an oichel. Eitzim or levoina b'nei yitmuinim, or wood or levoina capable of becoming tamei, and still we see, because they're kedish, they are capable. Elamaila, it's maila d'araisa. Achanami maila, so also by tumet, they did maila, that even though Tumit's may, when you plant it, should lose its tumit because the bottle got a kake. Rahama said, no, it's not bottle, it's still tumit. Say that. The rest of this perek is much easier than the first part of the perek, except for certain spots where it can come. But it's much easier, and it's talking about Hilchas Chometz and Hilchas Pesach. That's from the Mishnah from now on.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigda Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.